You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa.
Is 1 in 5 Americans are not stressed, they're extremely stressed. 1 in 5 Americans, that's it? What's happening with the 4 in 5? Really? 4 out of 5 Americans are fine? Say it ain't no thing? Really? Really? Only 1 in 5 Americans are extremely stressed? All right, so we got to talk about that. That's, all right, I think that number is way Way too low, way too low. Breaking news. Looks like Heather Locklear has been hospitalized after a 911 call from her home. Apparently, Heather Locklear, 50 years old, might have mixed alcohol and prescription medication. Emergency response came to her house. They realized she needed to, or they determined she needed to be transported to the hospital. They're currently taking care of her situation. From what I understand, she is stable. Many of us didn't like her because of Melrose Place. And, I mean, she's from what I understand, a nice lady. It's just when we got into Melrose Place, we really got into Melrose Place, and she was the mean, evil person on Melrose Place. And so I think, and then she married Jack Wagner from Melrose Place. So people really got mad because we thought Jack Wagner was pretty cute until we fell in love with Viggo Mortensen. So, you know, just don't give Heather Locklear too hard a time just because of Melrose Place. Remember, she was on T.J. Hooker, right? And I think she played a good guy there. Isn't it funny? People play bad guys and then you just don't like them. I hear patients and people talk about that all the time. Like Jack Nicholson. Oh, Jack Nicholson, he's this. From what I hear, Jack Nicholson's really cool. I mean, really, really cool. Right? Or Anthony Hopkins. Oh, Anthony Hopkins is psycho. Why? Well, because of Hannibal. No, come on. Just because they act that way in a movie. You know, please, please. You know, if I ever got to be in a movie and do a love scene with Viggo Mortensen, you wouldn't think I was a slut, would you? You would? Yeah, probably because I'm a married woman. But you know what? That's what people in TV do. I may never get to know that. All right, for those of you, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I am actually suffering today. No, not from hemorrhoids. No, no. Constipation? No. No, that was yesterday. No, I am period. My period? No, I think I'm good with that. I am suffering from voice strain today. You guys are all the really, really close. I know we should give away prizes. What is Dr. Dahlia's ailment this week? I have some voice strain. I was on the Andy Dean Show. I got to speak at a great group of people today at the JCC, and now I am. I want to rock and roll. I got a lot of news headlines, but I do apologize because my voice is a little bit light. Okay, so we're going to talk about why people are stressed. We're also going to talk about why, I guess, our television and our car supposedly is killing us. Did you guys hear about that? Yeah, we're probably going to die because we own a car and TV and it's linked to heart attacks. This new swine flu has now affected at least 12 people. We need to talk about that. Also, this is really cool. Again, CES is going on right now in Las Vegas. And, of course, I'm missing it because I'm doing everything else. And I guess there is supposed to be let me read this correctly. I may have to read it. Star Trek style tricoder invention is being offered a $10 million prize to whoever can create a Star Trek like medical tricoder. Right? Remember, it wasn't Dr. Spock, it was Dr. McCoy, right? He would in Star Trek be able to figure out what was wrong with you. Well, apparently, this is at the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas. They have put out a contest to see who could actually create this. Now, for those of you watching Fox, there's a TV show. It's not Lost. It's a TV show that's called Terra Nova. And Terra Nova, they do the same thing. I always watch the medicine and the doctor part, you know, in all these shows. And, they put a person through a scan, and then you could determine what the medical problem is. I mean, oh, you know how easy my life would be? Okay, so Qualcomm Tricoder X Prize has challenged researchers to build a tool capable of capturing key health metrics and diagnosing a set of 15 diseases. Oh, boy, PMS would probably ring off of mine. It needs to be light enough for would-be Dr. McCoy's to carry, a maximum weight of 5 pounds. Too heavy, I'm sorry. According to the official Star Trek technical manual, the tricoder is a portable sensing, computing, and data communications device. So it would probably have to deliver its information to your computer, which eventually gets hacked, of course. Oh, you know who got hacked? You know, I don't know if you all tweet or you're on Twitter, and if you are, please find me at Dr. Dahlia. All right, and follow me on Twitter. But apparently Ron Paul supporters have hacked stars, Hollywood celebrities, and have hacked into their accounts and posted tweets of support. Did you guys hear about that? Twitter.
686-2237. The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got some great news. We got that new Droid app that you all can now download if you have a Droid. I have an iPhone, but my hubby has a Droid, so I can now listen to the Dr. Dolly Show 24/7 because that's what the app offers. So pretty cool stuff. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Okay, I got to tell you, I don't even think I could read any more of these school stories. Did you guys hear about these 9 middle school boys who were suspended? This occurred in a middle school in San Diego who were doing a gay test. And I guess what this gay test is where they were watching a pornographic film. I don't know how this was happening in school. And whoever was turned on by it, and I guess masturbated in the middle of class, the other students could then tell that they were gay. And I guess they themselves could tell that they were gay. From what I understand, the teacher did nothing. All right, when somebody said, look, this is what they're doing in class. Now, I'm really confused. Did the teacher leave the room? It was an all-male English class. I guess the students were wearing gym shorts. I don't know who brought the video to school. Apparently, an Ed Johnson was in charge of the class.
when the boys began, having self-sessions, and though he denied that he was aware of what was going on at the time, other students in the room have told local media that they alerted him, and he ignored it. Now, I'm not saying this in his defense, but can you imagine? You're sitting there, and I don't know what you're doing, reading papers, grading papers. Teacher, everybody's watching gay porn in class and masturbating. I'd be like, leave me alone, I'm busy. I mean, maybe he didn't believe it. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know if he's in trouble. I don't think he's in trouble, but the students were suspended. All right, so what does that mean? That means middle school students are, doing things that we only thought older people would do. And if you look at your little, what grade is middle school? 11 years old? 12 years old? 13 years old? Don't be naive, all right? Because these kids could be in class, like these San Diego Middle students, self-sessioning to gay porn in class. Why? Because their friends told them to do so. Now, I think we need to update some of our parental talk to our kids, okay? One such thing we always tell the kids is, really, you're going to do what Joe tells you to do? If he told you to jump off a cliff, would you do it? I think that's obsolete. I think those colloquialisms, if that's what we call them, are just a little too obsolete. I think what you now have to tell the kids is, if your friend told you to watch a gay porn and masturbate in middle school, would you do it? Because I guess that's what's happening, all right? And maybe, all joking aside, you really need to tell your children that if their classmates suggest they watch porn, say no. You know, I think we got the just say no to drugs down pretty good, don't we? We got that down? Just say no? Yeah, I think we got that down pretty good. I don't think we have the, I don't think we have the, don't watch porn in class. And maybe it's because we assume there's going to be no porn in class. Maybe we assume that when we drop our kids off, because they can't drive when they're middle school age, that they go into class and they're going to be opening up an actual English book. We don't think they're going to be opening up a Playboy or Playgirl or watching something on the school's DVR. So, I think we're all, as parents, just a little out of tune, because that's what our kids are doing. All right. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm sorry. I'm just shocked. I visit San Diego a lot. I just don't really visit the schools. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Now, I don't think I'd want to. Definitely, you should probably bring an umbrella and a raincoat. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So what's going on here with hotel rooms? And I guess they say that there's bacteria in hotel rooms, on the bathroom sinks, the toilet surfaces will do. But they're reminding us, that these are researchers, are reminding us that we may want to be careful with the remote control TV and light switches. Apparently, researchers from three universities, I guess it took that much manpower, swabbed 19 different surfaces from three hotel rooms in three different states. Oh, I wonder what their travel budget was. Really, they could have just said, look, I'm going to go to the Motel 6, I'm going to go to the Waldorf Astoria, and maybe I'll go to the rent-by-the-hour place. Do they really have to travel? Sir, I need to go to Hawaii to do this study. Yeah, I could see that. All right, well, anyway, they went to three different states, three different hotel rooms, and they looked for aerobic and, I believe, coliform bacteria. Your aerobic bacteria is the bacteria that breathes. Your coliform bacteria comes from your coli or colon. All right, so they were searching for colon bacteria. They can make an Indiana Jones movie out of this one. And I guess not surprisingly, the team found higher amounts of bacteria in bathroom sinks and toilet surfaces, but also things that were handled like your remote controls and your light switches. The lowest amount of bacteria was found on curtain rods and headboards. And even they say bathroom door handles were least among the bacteria-infested parts of the hotel room. What did they do with the vibrating coin apparatus? I would say that would have a lot of dirt on it. I would probably avoid that. I remember when I was a kid, the hotels would have that. So I'd be so excited asking my parents for the quarter, going, Mom, why does the bed do that? And I remember they were giving me excuses like, well, it helps the back. Sometimes it rocks people to sleep. And why would hotels, and I mean, we didn't stay at fancy places, so maybe that's why. We would be in motels whenever we traveled, and they would have that. But boy, did my parents have to learn to lie. All right, now, honestly, you could just bring one of those, yeah, when you go to hotels or airlines, and we talked about airplanes and what you guys should do on airplanes, you could always take those sani wipes and just wipe things down, but we don't. We jump on the bed. Well, because we assume that the cleaning staff is cleaning everything. They don't. They aren't going to clean for you. Nobody's going to clean for you. Well, what about Dr. Dahlia when I go to a restaurant and I eat off of a plate and a fork? Well, yes, they're going to probably, you know, stick it in the washing machine. Not the washing machine, the dishwasher. But that doesn't mean that it's going to be clean, you know. I hate to be one of those OCDs that clean off all their instruments and utensils before they use them. But I got to tell you, you know what, when you hear this kind of stuff, you just don't want to think who used it before you, right? And my kids, when they were younger, they put everything in their mouths. They put the remote control in their mouth. They put, so you have to also assume that the people before you probably used the remote control and stuck it in their mouths or their kids' mouths or anything else. So pretty important stuff, guys. Make sure you keep things clean. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, in Vegas, there's a gentleman who became famous, unfortunately so, because he has a 100-pound scrotum. We talked about that, right? This gentleman, I guess he's been on the Howard Stern Show. Now, I really haven't booked him as a guest because I think everybody already knows, and, you know, we've been waiting for months for him to get this taken care of. And from what I understand, some doctors have offered to do the corrective surgery. And I, for free, I guess it's $1 million corrective surgery that they've offered to do for free. But he didn't want to give up the rights to his story. I guess this has made him famous. Now, when you look at the picture, he could barely sit. It looks very uncomfortable. Why does he have the deformity? I forget why he has it. No, I don't think somebody stepped on him. No, nobody kicked him. I forget what happened. Now, why can't I remember? Oh, Dr. Oz. I think Dr. Oz even, I think it's just a growth. I think it's an abnormal testicular growth that just kept growing. The problem is it's 100 pounds, so he has to walk around with it. He has very difficulty urinating, difficulty getting on the bus. He says he's a little worried about the surgery, and he thinks he could die on the operating table. Also, there's a lot of fluid in there, and once they take out the fluid, they're going to have to reattach the skin. Now, there is scrotal elephantiasis. We learned about this in medical school, where you get a parasite, and the parasite causes the scrotum to get huge, I should say. No, I don't want to say get huge. That's just become big, become large, swell, grow. But the guy's famous, and I think he's been offered a reality TV offer. I would take the surgery, though. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed. Or your money back.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, more news and hints that diet soda is making you fat. I knew this years ago. Many of us in high school and early college, we knew that diet soda will make you fat because the sweeteners, artificial sweeteners, make you hungry. So anyway, researchers in San Diego have revealed that these low to no calorie fizzy beverages could encourage overeating and contribute to obesity. They think there's a there's a chemical reaction in the brain when saccharin is introduced to the bloodstream of a person who regularly consumes diet drinks versus one who does not. And the brain can distinguish between calorie-free sweetener and regular sugar, but they think in and I guess in, well, this is what we used to think. We used to think that, okay, the brain figured this all out. Now they're saying that the brain is getting confused, just like I'm confusing you all talking about the story. See? You know, brains get confused. They do. All right, so anyway, I'm trying to see what they did. They took 24 healthy young adults. They did a series of brain imaging tests while being given small doses of saccharin and sugar-sweetened water and asked to rate the taste. I don't like sugar-sweetened water. Half the participants were frequent consumers of diet soda and half claimed they ever drank diet soda but liked the flavor of what they drank. All right. Now, the scans had, I guess, picked up the brain's activity while drinking both types and found that different regions lit up between the two test groups. Now, I guess these results are going to be published in an issue of Physiology and Behavior, you know, like Ebony and Ivory, Physiology and Behavior, I guess. And they believe that the saccharin-sweetened drink does activate an area of the brain, and it, I guess, enhances people's desire to eat. I think this study is kind of boring. I really don't get this. You're only using 24 people. Not making too much sense to me. But what I think happens is we're trying to trick our brain and we're trying to trick nature. We talked about this. Tricking your brain and tricking nature is a bad thing. Okay? Very bad thing. Because nature will always bite you in the butt. When you eat something sweet, the reason why your body is able to determine that you're eating something sweet, it's not only so much your taste receptors, but also part of the brain. Now, things have to coincide. Things have to jive in the body. We've discussed this, okay? Things have to jive. I don't know how they jive, but they jive. So if you do eat something sweet, and the body doesn't detect it to be a sugar because, you know, remember, your body does need sugar. It needs the complex sugars, the simple sugars, etc. Something could go a little haywire and the body could say, no, go get more. You did it wrong. This time, go back. Or like we say when we play cards, go fish. And so, you know, when I see people down diet sodas, first of all, there's no nutritional value. I think you're drinking battery acid, if you ask me. Second, I just think it's disgusting. Second, why? You know, it's the same thing as drinking non-alcoholic beer. Why? Isn't the whole purpose of drinking beer to have alcohol? If you're drinking non-alcoholic beer, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to crave? You know, like I said, I would almost rather, if you want the sweet, eat some grapes, eat some blueberries, sip some juice. But to try to satisfy your sugar cravings with diet drinks can mess you up. You see? Copy? Comprendisu? All right. So my recommendation is to, again, realize that your body is your body. You only have one. You only have one. Yes, you have a couple parts to your body. You got two kidneys. You got two boobies, you got two testicles. I understand you have dose of certain things with your body, but you only have one body. Treat it appropriately. Treat it like you would treat something holy. It's your body. All right? And don't be putting crap into it. And I'm not a fan of diet drinks at all. Now, a splash of soda, a splash of something, I get that. But I see people drinking and drinking as it's their staple. Your body doesn't want that, okay? Your body no likey. Your body no likey. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. At a mall, I guess there's a huge outrage. I believe this is, I think I need to find out which, with where this is from, New Jersey. Apparently a mall's marketing firm thinks they're funny. They were forced to take down a sign outside of a New Jersey shopping center because of public outrage. What happened is they were doing construction, and while they were performing construction, and there were construction workers, obviously, their sign says, quote, unquote, "We apologize for the whistling, construction workers, but, man, you look good. So please pardon our dust." Oh, so we will soon. It's hard to read. "Please pardon our dust. dirt, and other assorted inconveniences. So they're trying to be funny, saying, we apologize for the whistling construction workers, but man, you look good. And I guess there's a girl who has a skirt and some boots and a shirt. Looks like I did 20 years ago. And, I bet there's going to be lawsuits. Can you, you know, it's a sign. Somebody's going to say they were traumatized. There's a sign. You know, and I got to tell you something. You know, yes, it is demeaning when people whistle at you. But some people like it. Yeah, some people like to be whistled at. The only reason why I've noticed this is because in the last 20 years I haven't been whistled at. But when I was whistled at decades ago, it did. It makes you kind of feel good. It's nice to notice. You know, realize I'm being married for 16 years. My husband doesn't whistle at me. Or if he does whistle at me, I'd be like, oh, now you're just saying that because you know. So, I don't know. I think people make a big deal out of too many things. All right. But it was a stupid sign. All right. Absolute stupid sign. There's a lot of stupid things out there. We got to do that. Some of the more ridiculous publications and advertisements out there. Why not? All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. We have a Droid app. Please, if you do have a Droid phone, download the app. You'll get to hear my show. You'll get to hear all our little blips, any issues we have. Sometimes I even burp. You'll get to hear all that stuff. It's really exciting stuff. So please download the Droid app on your app store. Hopefully we'll get an iPhone one soon. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And a big thanks to Kyle and Mike who are working the dials. Now, there apparently are women that have quote unquote superhuman sight. And they could see supposedly 99 million more colors than the average human. Now, Dr. Gabriel Jordan, a researcher at the Institute of Neuroscience, has spent 20 years, they say, on a mission to find someone with superhuman sight. I don't know why. They say, I thought they found her. I thought they found somebody. Has been identified. Her name is, her identification is CDA29. She's actually a physician living in Northern England. And I guess she is able to see, I mean, more of the color spectrum than we can imagine. Now, to me, that makes sense. Right? You know when you look at a rainbow, right? What's a rainbow? It's the capture of light. It's the kind of the mix and the frame of the light and the wavelengths as the light and water coalesce when right after a storm or dew. I don't get to see a lot of rainbows where I am because we don't have a lot of rain. But whenever you play around with light and water, sometimes you will just, I mean, it's very easy to show yourself the visual spectrum. And then you have light waves off the spectrum that we can't see. So they're trying to say that there are people out there, women, all right, they're saying women, they aren't saying men, that actually have that ability to see many of the colors that we can't, even the in-between, like aqua blue. I love aqua blue. I never see that, right, unless somebody paints it. So, cool stuff, but don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Mike on the line. Hey, Mike, what's up?
How you doing, Doc?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I just wondered if you had a chance to see a picture that news, was on the news about the spear that penetrated that young fellow's skull.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that in the next hour. Yes, I think they were going fishing.
Yes, yes. And could you share any stories of the ER of similar value that you might have come across when you were working there?
What?
Or anything? Or...
Yeah, gosh, no. Thank you, Mike, for calling. Wow. Oh, yeah, I mean, people being appalled. Well, somebody, I think, just died being impaled, I think he stabbed himself with his bicycle handles. I need to find that story, too. Oh, you know, when I did ER, I was only in the emergency room for about a year, year and a half, and we didn't see anybody, thank God, stab themselves or shoot themselves, but we did have, you know, multiple traumatic type events that happened. Like, for example, it was 4th of July in Lake Havasu. I think it was either 1998 or 99. I believe it was 97 or 1998. And I guess there was some gunpowder on the ground or some sort of powder that he was trying to sweep off with his foot, and he blew off his foot, toes, etc. And luckily his friends grabbed whatever they could find, I guess any pieces, and we had to try to attach. Also, we had multiple jet ski accidents where these kids would get drunk and they would jet ski. And Lake Havasu, we've discussed, you know, the geography with it. It's a gorgeous lake, but it's small. And the Colorado feeds it, and the Colorado is narrow, getting more and more narrow as the Southwest dries up. So you start to drink, and you try to navigate during spring break when you have tons of boats lined up and people are hopping between boats and, you know, cruising around and flirting with everybody. You have somebody that starts to speed up and not look where they're going. They're going to run right into a boat or run right into another jet ski. So we saw many people die from those types of injuries. Two people made it. Two people had, I guess, I believe they were both on jet skis, had run into each other. One was really severely injured, had a femur fracture. We had to ship him to Phoenix. The other guy stayed in Lake Havasu with me, was doing really well, had some lacerations on his, you know, on his legs and upper body, but, you know, said he could walk and said he was ready to go. And I'm looking at his x-ray and I'm seeing this big, nasty wedge of bone, almost like a spearhead in his upper thigh. And I'm like, where did this bone come from? You must have a fracture. And we're trying to figure out the leg, and and his femur looked great. Well, what it was is it was a piece of bone that, injected it to him from the other victim. And so, we took him to surgery to take out that piece of bone. And of course, he got a tetanus shot and he got antibiotics. Ooh, Dr. Dahlia, you're prescribing too many antibiotics. You know what? When another man's piece of severed bone is in your body, I am going to probably recommend a little penicillin. Okay? Sue me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So let's talk about this Florida boy. It's a teenager who, and I'm sure you've seen the picture. If not, it's on my Facebook or Twitter. You look at the skull and you see the spear. It's a 3-foot spear. Yasser Lopez, 16 years old, was on a fishing trip with friends when the spear gun they had brought along accidentally went off and it went through his skull. I believe from front to back, it miraculously missed all the major vessels in his brain. He's at Jackson Memorial Hospital. It was about an inch. It entered his head an inch above his right eye, went straight through his skull. And, he's doing okay. Well, just like with Congresswoman Giffords and her injury, the shooting injury to the head, just miraculously, it's miraculous that she was able to survive that. But one of the reasons people survive some of these horrific injuries to the head and skull is because it happened longitudinally and not coronally or horizontally. All right. With the brain, if you go from one side to the other, that could damage a lot of blood vessels, a lot of significant parts of the brain, even though all parts of the brain is significant. When you're just localize in one lobe front to back, there's still a chance of survival. And that's what had happened with Congresswoman Giffords. The bullet had stayed within one hemisphere of the brain. Now, the boy is able to speak, the one who was struck with the fishing spear. Oh, good. Nobody panicked and nobody attempted to remove the spear before the teen got into surgery, so there couldn't have been more damage. That's crucial. Whenever you're with somebody who's been stabbed, you don't want to remove the spear. Remember Steve Irwin, right, when he was, it was a, I believe, a stingray who stabbed him in the heart. And the spoke or the spear was still in his heart. They said he would have had a chance to live if he hadn't pulled it out. But his instinct told him to pull it out, and then he collapsed and died. Sometimes you can bleed, but you could bleed slow enough, and it could wall off such that you could still stay alive. And so, you know, the teenagers in this Lopez case could have probably tried to pull this out of his head and then, you know, dig and sever and knife through, you know, try to get this through, and then they could have killed him. So whenever you have any sort of a stabbing injury such as that, leave it, because there could be some sort of hemostasis by the knife or the spear, etc. Let the doctors do what they need to. They could, anesthetize him, put him to sleep, and then they could work, and they could do this without haste, and they could think it through and very slowly remove it. You know, many people have been shot and we leave the bullets there. I can't tell you how many of my patients have been shot and the bullet's there. The bullet's in the lung, the bullet's in the leg, some bullets even in the brain, and we leave it because it would cause more harm than good trying to extract the bullet. And we just leave it. You know, let sleeping dogs lie. I know some of you are thinking about that 007 movie where the bullet was going to travel. Right? What was it? The bad guy and the bullet was going to travel to the corpus callosum. Not to be mixed with the corpus cavernosum. The corpus cavernosum is in the penis. The corpus callosum is in the center of the brain. No. The bullet usually won't travel. What will happen is there'll be scar tissue and your body will wall it off. Your body's brilliant. Sometimes let your body do what it needs to. I mean, it's not that brilliant to survive being shot in the head, but, miraculously, you have some sort of a foreign body, your body will wall it off. If you have an infection, sometimes your body will try and wall it off. So your body walls it off so it doesn't move, so it doesn't cause more damage, so it can't cause more infection. So you get scar tissue, fibrous tissue, and sometimes that in itself could be a nuisance, and sometimes we need to address the scar tissue, but for the most part, that is your body's defense mechanism. So I guess they think this boy is going to have to undergo 2 to 3 months of rehab before he could leave the hospital. But it sounds like if he can talk, sounds like if he can walk, he's doing pretty good. And again, I don't know why teens are, you know, with spear guns. Are you guys getting a little nervous by all these accidents that are happening? What about that kid that was, you know, drinking with his dad? They both were pretty drunk. And he shoots at a propane tank and it ricochets and shoots him in the head. You know, I think many people just miss the obvious. All right, and I'm sorry if I have to overstate the obvious, but, you know, avoid anything that shoots. Just, when I took my, not my CDL, my CCW, you know, they really teach you to respect the weapon. All right, because things happen. Just respect the weapon and respect yourself. All right, guys, we'll be back for another hour. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $200. $131, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.